Neurolinguistic Programming, The Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience, Volume 2. By John Grinder and Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Neurolinguistic Programming, The Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience, Volume 2 by John Grinder and Richard Bandler is a comprehensive guide to understanding the structure of subjective experience. It provides an in-depth look at how language, thought, and behavior interact to create our individual realities. The book covers topics such as communication models, sensory systems, metaprograms, reframing techniques, and more. The authors begin by introducing neurolinguistic programming, NLP, as a way to understand how people think and communicate with each other. They explain that NLP is based on three core principles: 1. People have different ways of perceiving reality, 2. Language shapes our perception, 3. Behavior can be changed through conscious effort. Through these principles, they explore how we use language to construct meaning from our experiences. Grinder and Bandler then discuss various communication models used in NLP, including meta-model questions, which help uncover underlying assumptions behind someone's statements or beliefs. They also cover sensory systems, which are used for gathering information about the environment around us, as well as internal states like emotions or memories. Additionally, they introduce metaprograms, which are patterns of thinking that influence decision-making processes. The authors provide detailed instructions on using reframing techniques to change negative thoughts into positive ones, as well as strategies for creating rapport with others quickly and effectively. Finally, they discuss advanced applications such as anchoring techniques for managing stress levels or accessing peak performance states. Overall, Neurolinguistic Programming, The Study of the Structure of Subjective Experience Volume 2 offers an insightful look into how language shapes our perceptions while providing practical tools for improving communication skills both personally and professionally. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. NLP is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to understand and influence the behavior of others. Idea summary. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to understand and influence the behavior of others. It is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 2. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Idea summary. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. This model is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It can be used to understand and influence the behavior of others. Main idea number 3. NLP is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. Idea summary. NLP is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others. It is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 4. NLP is a practical tool for understanding and influencing behavior. Idea summary. NLP is a practical tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 5. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of language can be used to influence behavior. Idea summary: NLP is based on the idea that the structure of language can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 6. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of communication can be used to influence behavior. Idea summary: NLP is based on the idea that the structure of communication can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 7. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of thought can be used to influence behavior. Idea summary: NLP is based on the idea that the structure of thought can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 8. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of beliefs can be used to influence behavior. Idea summary: NLP is based on the idea that the structure of beliefs can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, thought, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 9. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of emotions can be used to influence behavior. Idea summary: NLP is based on the idea that the structure of emotions can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, thought, beliefs, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main idea number 10. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of behavior can be used to influence behavior. Idea summary: NLP is based on the idea that the structure of behavior can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, thought, beliefs, emotions, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a model of communication and behavior that can be used to understand and influence the behavior of others. It is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. NLP focuses on how people process information, how they think, communicate, learn, remember, make decisions, solve problems, and respond emotionally. By understanding these processes, we are better able to interact with others in ways that will help them achieve their desired outcomes. NLP uses techniques such as reframing language patterns, anchoring positive emotions or states of mind into memories or situations so they can be recalled at any time, modeling successful behaviors from experts in various fields, using visualizations for goal setting, creating strategies for problem solving, developing rapport with other people quickly, recognizing unconscious body language cues from others, improving self-confidence through affirmations, and more. The ultimate aim of NLP is to enable individuals to become aware of their own thought processes so they can take control over their lives by making conscious choices about what actions they take. This allows them to develop greater self-awareness, which leads to improved relationships with themselves as well as those around them. Main idea number 2. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. This model is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It seeks to understand why certain behaviors are successful while others fail, as well as how we can use language to influence our own thoughts and actions. The NLP model looks at 3 main components: content, what is being said; context, the environment or situation in which it is said; and process, how it is said. By understanding these components, we can better understand how people communicate with each other. We can also learn techniques for influencing behavior through language patterns such as reframing or anchoring. NLP has been used successfully in many areas, including business, education, healthcare, sports coaching, and personal development. It provides a powerful tool for creating positive changes in ourselves and others by helping us become more aware of our thought processes so that we can make conscious choices about what we say and do. Main idea number 3. NLP is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others. It is based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The core principles behind NLP are derived from linguistics, cognitive psychology, cybernetics, philosophy, anthropology, systems theory, and other disciplines. These principles include understanding language patterns, recognizing nonverbal cues, using sensory acuity to observe subtle changes in body language, developing rapport with another person or group, creating a positive environment for learning, utilizing reframing techniques to help people view their experiences differently, setting goals that are achievable yet challenging enough to motivate action. NLP also involves understanding how our beliefs shape our reality. By becoming aware of these beliefs, we can begin to make conscious choices about what we want out of life. Through this process, we can learn new ways of thinking which will lead us towards achieving our desired outcomes. Main idea number 4. NLP is a practical tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. This model can be used to understand and influence the behavior of others by recognizing patterns in their communication and interactions with others. NLP focuses on identifying the structure of subjective experience, which includes language patterns, beliefs, values, attitudes, emotions, memories, and behaviors. The goal of NLP is to create effective communication that will lead to desired changes in behavior. To do this, it uses techniques such as reframing, changing one's perspective, anchoring, associating an emotion or state with a particular stimulus, and modeling, observing successful behaviors. By using these techniques, practitioners are able to identify underlying causes for certain behaviors or reactions. NLP has been used successfully in many areas, including business management, education, therapy, and personal development. It provides a powerful set of tools that can help individuals better understand themselves as well as those around them so they can make more informed decisions about how they interact with each other. Main idea number 5. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of language can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The core principles behind NLP are focused around understanding how language works as a tool for influencing our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, beliefs, values, attitudes, and decisions. By studying these patterns, we can learn how to use language more effectively in order to achieve desired outcomes. Additionally, by recognizing certain patterns within our own thinking processes, we can gain insight into why we act or react in certain ways. NLP has been applied across many fields including business management, education, psychology, counseling, therapy, sports coaching, sales, marketing, public speaking, negotiation, parenting, leadership development, team building, stress management, time management, healthcare, personal growth, creativity, problem solving, decision making, conflict resolution, etc. Main idea number 6. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of communication can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The core principles behind NLP are focused around understanding how people process information through their senses, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, as well as recognizing patterns in language use. By using these techniques, it allows us to better understand what motivates someone's actions or reactions so we can then tailor our own responses accordingly. NLP has been applied in many areas such as business management, education, psychotherapy, sports coaching, etc., with a focus on helping individuals achieve their goals by changing their thought processes or behaviors. The ultimate goal being for them to become more successful in whatever they do. Main idea number 7. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of thought can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The core principles behind NLP are focused around understanding how our thoughts shape our behaviors. By recognizing patterns in our thinking processes, we can learn how to better communicate with ourselves as well as others. Through this process, we gain insight into what motivates us or holds us back from achieving goals. NLP also looks at ways to use language strategically for maximum impact when communicating with others. This includes using specific words or phrases that will evoke a desired response from someone else or help them understand your point more clearly. Finally, NLP helps individuals become aware of their own internal dialogue so they can identify any negative self-talk which may be holding them back from reaching their full potential. Main idea number 8. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of beliefs can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, thought, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The core principles behind NLP are focused around understanding how our thoughts shape our behaviors. By recognizing patterns in our thinking processes, we can learn how to modify them for better outcomes. Through this process, we gain insight into ourselves as well as those around us, which allows us to more effectively communicate with one another. NLP also looks at ways in which language affects our perceptions of reality by examining how words are structured within sentences or phrases. By studying these structures, it becomes possible to identify certain patterns that may lead someone towards a particular outcome or belief system. Ultimately, NLP provides an invaluable tool for personal growth by helping individuals recognize their own mental models so they can make changes where necessary. With its focus on understanding human behavior through language, it has become an important part of many fields such as psychology, business management, education, sales training, etc. Main idea number 9. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of emotions can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, thought, beliefs, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The goal of NLP is to help individuals identify patterns in their own thoughts or behaviors which may be limiting them from achieving desired outcomes. By understanding these patterns better, they are able to make changes which will lead them towards more successful results. Through this process, it becomes possible for an individual to gain greater control over their life by changing their internal dialogue or external environment. NLP has been applied in many areas such as business management, education, healthcare settings, as well as personal development. It has been found useful for helping people overcome fears or phobias, improving relationships, increasing motivation, developing leadership skills, managing stress levels, enhancing creativity, improving problem-solving abilities, creating positive habits, etc. Main idea number 10. NLP is based on the idea that the structure of behavior can be used to influence behavior. This model is used to understand and influence the behavior of others, and is based on the observation of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations. It is also based on the idea that the structure of language, communication, thought, beliefs, emotions, and subjective experience can be modeled and used to create effective communication and behavior change. The core principles behind NLP are focused around understanding how our thoughts shape our behaviors. By recognizing patterns in our thinking processes, we can learn how to modify them for better outcomes. Through this process, we gain insight into ourselves as well as those around us, which allows us to make more informed decisions about how we interact with each other. NLP also looks at ways in which language affects our perceptions of reality by examining its impact on both conscious and unconscious levels. By studying these effects, it helps us become aware of any potential biases or distortions that may exist within a given situation so they can be addressed accordingly. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.